morning from Hyden here on Kansas Public Radio. This is Destiny. Good morning from me, actually, your host. Hope you are doing well. I have a lovely program of music for us this morning. It's nice and sunny out, so how did that inform my programming? I don't know. I think a lot of this music is sunny. Let's go with that. I thought I'd open with this minuet by Haydn and then follow it right away with a minuet by Ravel so you can hear the difference in the two composers. But what's funny is this Ravel minuet is actually in quite an old style. It's called Minuet Antique. So we shall have to see how different that is. And then I've got music from the King of Classical, which I thought I would put up for a vote. Who actually considers which composer the King of Classical? I'm curious. I need to get a poll page for you so we can start voting. For now, let us listen to this antique minuet by Maurice Ravel. I've got Pierre Boulez with the Cleveland Orchestra right now on KPR. Minuet Antique here on Kansas Public Radio by Ravel. A minuet from Haydn all the way to Ravel. That was Pierre Boulez and the Cleveland Orchestra. In kind of an old style, but still obviously by Ravel. Lot thicker writing, shall we say. Now you sound like a fancy music person, just like your fancy host here who who plays the violin, not the piano. I am terrible at the piano. Someone who is not terrible at the piano will be playing a Mozart piano sonata number 9 around 9:40. That will be a lovely listen. And I've got a Dittersdorf symphony about Greek gods coming up. But let me thank some of our great sponsors who help keep this programming on the air. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And I think we should get right into this musical rescue. This is The Rescuing of Andromeda by Perseus here on KPR. Adrian Shepherd conducting Cantilena. The composer, Carl Ditters von Dittersdorf. Love the name, Carl. Here we go on KPR. The Rescuing of Andromeda by Perseus here on KPR, a symphony by Dittersdorf. That was Adrian Shepherd conducting Cantilena. I am Destiny. Coming up, something from the King of Classical Music. Who is the King of Classical Music? I think arguments could be made for quite a few different composers, so I will let your mind marinate on that while I read to you some of our wonderful sponsors who keep us here on the radio. On Kansas Public Radio, support for classical music comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise and the Free State Festival. Celebrating the free spirit of Kansas through independent films, music, and art in downtown Lawrence, June 22nd through 28th. Passes and tickets available at freestatefestival.org. One possible king of classical might be Mozart, and he himself was quite a free spirit. You should read some of the letters that he wrote. Boy, he was pretty funny and also a genius. Let's listen to this piano sonata number 9 here on KPR. I've got Alicia de la Rocha performing it for us. Enjoy. Piano Sonata number 9 by Mozart here on Kansas Public Radio. Alicia de la Rocha performing for us. It is about 76 degrees out here in Lawrence with a high in the 80s today. I am Destiny. Thank you for being here with me this hour. Next hour, I've got King Stephen and the Fairy Queen. Start guessing the composers. Have you decided who you think the king of classical is? Do you think it's Mozart? Or do you maybe think it's Beethoven? I don't know. I'll be curious to know what you think. And if you've got something special you'd like to hear, by the way, I'm planning this Friday's playlist for Classics by Request from 9 to noon. Just go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and navigate over to the Shows tab. If you click on Classics by Request, it will take you to a form to fill out, and you can let me know what you would like to hear on the airwaves here on KPR.
Between AI and social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. with KPR host Matthew Algio. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. And you can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or your smart speakers. Support for news on KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor, located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more info at hedgeapple.com. Join us for KPR's 105 Live at the Dole Institute, food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas every Thursday in June. Food trucks starting at 11:30 and music at 1 p.m. NPR News up next. You are listening to KPR. It's 10:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. A three-judge federal court has blocked the state of Alabama from using a new congressional map. It would get rid of one majority black congressional district. Alabama lawmakers have been trying
vaccines or treatments for this species of Ebola. That leaves victims with supportive care at clinics, which can be hard to come by in this region. Bread-and-butter public health responses, like tracing contacts of sick people and requesting that they isolate, are the main tools for stemming the outbreak. Jonathan Lambert, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. This is Kansas Public Radio. King Stephen Overture here on Kansas Public Radio by Beethoven, something that hasn't been played here in a while on KPR. That was Bernstein with the New York Phil. I love that opening. It's so dramatic, and then it gets so happy. It's kind of funny. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me today. Music of kings and queens and a battle of who we think the king of classical music is. You can always write in and let me know. I'm curious to know what you think. I do have something about a queen by Handel that will open next hour that I am pretty sure nearly all of you will recognize because it's played at literally every single wedding I think I've ever gone to. Right now, we often only play the overture to this, the Fairy Queen, but it's an entire suite by Purcell. It's about 20 minutes long, and it's a lovely suite. So we are going to listen to the entire Fairy Queen suite by Purcell. It's the Freiburger Baroque Orchestra with Thomas Hengelbrock conducting, now on Kansas Public Radio. Purcell's The Fairy Queen here on Kansas Public Radio, all of the movements to that. A very noble listen. I think the entire thing is quite nice. Oftentimes we just hear the overture. That was the Baroque Orchestra, Thomas Hengelbrock, the conductor, Freiburger Baroque Orchestra. Some lovely Schubert coming up. Another queen coming up next hour that I'm pretty sure you will recognize. I've got some sponsors to thank for keeping us here on the radio airwaves. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, and support for classical music comes from the Douglas County Master Gardeners Native Plant Sale. Saturday, May 30th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Over 10,000 plants native to this area and grown locally. Details at dgemgks.org. All right, a quartet that I wanted to play last week but didn't get a chance to. Well, we get to hear it this week. This is Schubert's String Quartet No. 6. And the Kodaii Quartet, the group that we heard last week, is performing this one. It is now on Kansas Public Radio. Schubert's Quartet No. 6 here on Kansas Public Radio, performed by the Kodaii Quartet. Last week we heard Quartetsatz, which was a one-movement unfinished work. Well, there was a complete quartet for you. I hope you liked it. Opening next hour with music about a queen many of you may know, especially since it's wedding season and you're going to lots of weddings. It is a popular one. And I've also got a lovely Mendelssohn String Symphony, some Beethoven dances, and I'll be finishing the hour with a lyric suite. It's going to be fun. Fun indeed. It is about 77 degrees out right now. We are headed into the 80s today. I'm going to see who's the warmest. Let's see. Topeka, 78, Manhattan, Junction City's at 80. You're the winner so far. Looks like the high is going to be in the mid-80s. So it is going to be a warm one today. Nice and sunny, though. We can definitely appreciate the sunshine. Thanks for being here. You are all great listeners. This is KPR.
Imagine if your company once had over 30 workers. Now you're one of four left. And the work you do is helping low-income people access HIV and AIDS treatments.
Those kids needed our support. Today we are there, tomorrow we are not there. So it's still hard.
I'm Juana Summers. How changes to U.S. foreign aid are landing in South Africa on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins today at 3 p.m. with your host, KPR host, Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Looks like today in the noon hour, Jeff has a Swedish serenade for strings and a bassoon quartet. Oh, I love the bassoon. It's such a bubbly, happy little instrument. I'll be back with more music for you. It's 11:01. This is KPR.
Live from...
Trump has said the bruising is from taking too much aspirin. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
Wall Street's trading in mixed territory at this hour. The Dow is down 93, NASDAQ up 232. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. This is Kansas Public Radio. Arrival of the Queen of Sheba by Handel here on KPR, the English Chamber Orchestra. I bet many of you recognize that. That movement is often played at many weddings. I think it's really pretty. I hope you liked it. Those were some beautiful strings. Guess what? The English Chamber Orchestra is going to be playing for us again in about 13 minutes, a Mendelssohn String Symphony. Right now, my personally favorite classical music composer who also brought us into the Romantic era, Beethoven. I might have to say he's the king of classical, but I know many of you would think that Mozart is, and that's okay. We can agree to possibly disagree. So let's get right into this Beethoven. It's 12 contra dances for orchestra. I am really excited to listen to it with you now on KPR. Beethoven's 12 contra dances for orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Fun little gems. I love those. Very classical in nature, but of course with a lot of the Beethoven wit. So who's the king of classical? I'm still waiting for the fight to erupt. Where's the arguments? Where are the emails? You have to let me know what you think. I've got a lyric suite that is actually called Lyric Suite, so it will probably be rather lyrical. Ha, ha, ha. Around 11:40. Coming up next, some Mendelssohn. We love you, our dear listeners, and you help keep us on the airwaves. And there is a really special way that you can do that. You can make a planned gift to support KPR for years to come. Some of our listeners contribute assets like stocks or bonds or certificates of deposit, even real estate. We love charitable gifts. It really helps to keep us on the air, too. And if you've got an old car or truck, you can also donate it. There are lots of ways to help us out here at KPR. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org. And while you're there, make a request for something you'd like to hear on Classics by Request. That is Friday mornings, 9 to noon, and you can also catch it Saturdays, 1 to 4. I love that you all can help me program the show. It is super fun. All right. Mendelssohn's String Symphony No. 12. This is the English Chamber, the English String Orchestra. I was wrong. Your dear host said the English Chamber Orchestra was going to be playing twice, but this is actually a different group. It's the English String Orchestra, which is essentially the same thing, but the conductor is William Boulton. It is right now on KPR, Mendelssohn String Symphony 12. A very dramatic string symphony by Mendelssohn here on KPR, number 12, William Boulton and the English String Orchestra. That Mendelssohn always writes exciting music. I can't think of anything he's written that I don't like. I like it all. I hope you do too. A Grieg lyric suite coming up here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And support for classical music here on KPR. We love our supporters for keeping us on the air. Comes from the Leeds Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals, Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details at leed.ku.edu. I checked out their next season. It looks like a lot of really fun stuff. So that'll be nice. And oh, food trucks. I got to tell you about the food trucks. KPR's 105 Live, your very own KPR folks at the Dole Institute. Come meet those of us that will be there. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas every Thursday in June. Food trucks starting at 11:30, music at 1. And speaking of music, let us get back to it. Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony will be performing Grieg's Lyric Suite for us right now on Kansas Public Radio. Grieg's Lyric Suite here on KPR with Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. You know, that last movement reminds me a lot of the In the Hall of the Mountain King. It kind of has that same flair to it. Anyhow, I am Destiny. Thank you for being here with me today. Hope you're all doing really well. I know Jeff is in with some great music for you. It's about 81 degrees outside. Ooh, I do need to tell you about our community spotlight this month. I didn't do that yet. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated. Today would be a great day to go out on the trails. It's so sunny. Working with communities across the state to build and care for small town paths to wide open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information on that is at kstrails.org. And let's see here. It looks like Jeff in the Noon Hour has a Swedish serenade for strings. That sounds fun. And the Bassoon Quartet by Carl Stamets. I love bassoon. It's such a fun instrument. That'll be from 12 to 3. And if you've got a request for Classics by Request, you know what to do. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest, or you can navigate over to the Shows tab. There is a lovely form you can fill out there that will have all the fun information about the show. If you don't know the composer's name or how to spell it, or maybe you just only have a teeny little piece of information, you can still leave that. Kind of makes it like a treasure hunt for me. Makes it fun. KansasPublicRadio.org.
Imagine if your company once had over 30 workers. Now you're one of four left. And the work you do is helping low-income people access HIV and AIDS treatments.
Those kids needed our support. Today we are there, tomorrow we are not there. So it's still hard.
I'm Juana Summers, how changes to U.S. foreign aid are landing in South Africa, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson today until 7 on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available to stream on demand on the PBS app. Going into the mid to even the upper 80s in some places today here at Kansas Public Radio, I am about to go sit outside in the sunshine and warm up. It's a little chilly in here, but I know it's warm out there. NPR News up next.